Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on the 8th, the Red Bull Sound Select Series takes over Metro. Berkeley-based rapper Lil B is headlining, but for Chicagoans, it's all about the opener, hometown hero PhemDot. I want that old thing.
I need that hair now. I need that road game. Bring it back from the soul. Said I need that fist fight. Get in before street light. Come on or damn near just don't come home. Said I need that grass thing. I need that rough and tumble. Kill a man at my man's house before we knew the struggle. Back when $5 was 2 weeks pay. And we'll go to the store and blow it all in a day. This before the taxes just take too much from you. Move to the birds, but you know that the hood got love for you. Back when big homies throw fish, not slug for you. Had to convince your friends to come to the bar, but you need that blue mystic, please. Flame of hot and cheese, fruity for 40 cents a piece. Bumping 50 cent while I'm in the Honda with B. Riding down the street, head out the window and scream. It's
PhemDot is a 21-year-old hip-hop artist from Chicago. He's got a new mixtape, 2020 Hour, and he's coming off the last Sound Select show where he turned heads opening for the Cool Kids. It's our pleasure to welcome PhemDot to the download tonight. PhemDot, thanks for being here.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. This is great. You have a phenomenal radio voice. This is wonderful.
I do. That's
wonderful.
I wish more people said that.
Right? Did.
Rob Martier does. He's upstairs.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, right. So I made reference right there. I mean, you already done Red Bull Sound Select before. You opened for the Cool Kids. What's it mean to be back on the lineup and playing Metro on the 8th?
It's going to be fun, man. Like, Metro will probably be the biggest place I've played so far. Red Bull, they're really nice people. So, like, they really are there for the artists, and that's really cool. And to be with Lil B, too, that's going to be fun. It's going to be really interesting. So it means a lot that they, like, reached out to me to do it. Red Bull, all the shows are very, like, hand-selected and they're curated. They literally think, okay, I have to pick out who we want, who we think would fit. So the fact that, like, this is not the first time, you know, and they continually see that I see fit in these spaces is really dope.
That works out.
Yeah.
When you say it's the biggest place you've played, talk about where do you play? Where would be your home base to perform live in Chicago?
Typically around, like, a Shuba's, Lincoln Hall. I've done Lincoln Hall a lot. I've done Reggie's a lot, those type of space. I have done, obviously, Thalia Hall with the Cool Kids, which was cool. But more or less, I'm doing, like, Lincoln Hall, Shuba's, Reggie's.
When you think of indie hip-hop in Chicago, is there a club that comes to mind that all of the people who are not only the artists that want to get on stage, but the audience, that they know that's where they're going to go to see Chicago kids doing work?
Right now, you'll get it's pretty much like a Reggie's in a South Loop or anywhere in Wicker. Like, Double Door obviously just closed down, but that was also a pretty nice space. But it's a lot of actually places that are popping up, like Chop Shop and a lot of places in Wicker that are kind of just popping up. But I would definitely say, like, Lincoln Hall, Shuba's, Reggie's are kind of the top three where it's like, okay, I know I'm definitely about to go see an up-and-coming artist type thing.
When I listen to your music, what pops out to me are the lyrics. It's a range of things of talking about your life, but also about social issues, but also the things that affect a 21-year-old, which is money, parties, and things like
Right.
Talk about writing. I mean, when did you start writing, and do you consider yourself a writer first or a musician?
Definitely a writer first. I consider myself a writer first because that's what I put the most time into. I mean, like, obviously delivery is extremely important as well, but if you deliver something and it's not written well, it's still kind of shaky. I started writing when I was like 6 years old when I wrote my first song. It's like, what you want to be when you grow up? It was for like a community center. It's super interesting. I made a Seinfeld reference. So that's like, I said I might be like George Costanza. That was a thing, and that was huge because, you know, why am I watching Seinfeld at 6 years old?
And yeah, you're 6 years old.
But yeah, so ever since then, I really just been writing a lot. I write like 4 song ideas a day, and I always pretty much have ideas and concepts just like to tell my story and stories of people around me and then what affects me. So, but I definitely consider myself a writer first. I mean, I love music. I'm a musician, and, you know, by craft, but I'm a writer by nature.
Did it start for you at a young age where you said, okay, I'm a writer and I'm gonna write raps? Or was it poetry? What introduced you to the rhyme?
My brother was a rapper. My oldest brother, like, locally was trying to rap. And that was the walking introduction. We were 12 years apart. So literally our connection was music. But I was a rapper first. I was a rapper and then, you know, doing like, you know, 5-paragraph essays in class, you know, so like, but when it comes to rapping, I actually did poetry by accident. I didn't start getting into poetry until I was about 16, 17. I played around with it when I was younger, but it was raps off the back, straight out the gate. It was raps being written.
Well, I mean, you hear, and especially with the Chicago scene right now, you'll hear a lot of artists that came up out of poetry first, and
yeah.
whether it be at the Young Authors or 826 Shy or downtown at the Harold Washington mm-hmm. Library. But there's just this like movement of poetry that then they've discovered the music,
yeah.
and kind of put it together. So it's interesting to say that it's almost the exact opposite.
Yeah, literally. I actually, you know, I grew up through Young Chicago Authors. I did Louder Than a Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that because like I knew rappers went there. So that, U Media, things of that sort, like, I would go around. Like, I'm a product of that. And writing in these workshops and these spaces has enhanced my writing ability dramatically, and as much as my performance ability. Like, I owe Young Chicago Authors a lot.
But you were doing it knowing that you wanted to pursue a career as a rapper.
I was right. doing it knowing, like, okay, if I write this poetry, I'll probably become a better rapper.
Interesting.
You know?
Well, what so did you learn there? What was it about poetry that made your lyrics better?
One, like, content-wise, just how to... Storytelling, really, because poetry has a really interesting way of telling stories without giving it all away right away. And just, like, I've always really liked literary devices because I read a lot. So, like, you know, alliteration and, like, all these other things is something that always kind of caught my attention. And just being there just forced me to look at rap from a different perspective. Like, take a step back and look at rap as writing and look at poetry. Look at rap as poetry. And that's something that I was doing before, but not on a level nearly that I was doing once I started attending there. And even especially performance as well. Like,
yeah.
You have to, spoken word is completely different. You have to make sure every word hits and you have to catch their attention and grab them. And doing that.
And music's more, rap's more like a flow where
yeah.
you might miss a word or miss that hit on the word, mm-hmm. but we know what you're trying to get at.
Right. Yeah. And then, but with me being able to do spoken word and poetry, I was able to push that to my rap so it feels like every word, I want at least people to think that like every word is carefully picked out
yeah.
and like every word's meant to hit. And that's something that I took from doing spoken word. So
FemDot's my guest in studio, hip-hop artist who is opening at the Red Bull Sound Select Series at Metro on June 8th, opening for Lil B. We're talking to the 21-year-old about his burgeoning career. It is true. I mean, to be on your second Sound Select show, I mean, in a way that, like you said, is a curated experience. They're coming after you.
It's yeah. not,
and all of the hype around, you know, hype in a good way, not in a bad way,
yeah.
but and your career. Where do you see yourself going? I mean, as a rapper from Chicago, this is the right time to be a rapper from Chicago. There's
Pretty much a lot
of eyeballs on this city.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself going, and what's the future for you?
So the future for me, I'm finishing school. I'm still in school. I'm at DePaul. I'm finishing my last year, so I'll be done next March. It's like, you know, trimesters, so it's kind of strange. But really just doing music all out. Hopefully by this time I can be touring. That's the goal. I just keep doing shows. I do shows a lot in and out of Chicago as well, from like Denver to New York to Philadelphia to Texas and things of that sort. So just continuing to just build these relationships and, you know, work on new music, obviously, and really just grow from here. But next year, ideally, tours, festivals would be
mm-hmm.
where I would want to be at.
Do you find pressure, and pressure, lowercase pressure,
mm-hmm. yeah,
in the way that there has been success out of Chicago? And it's a certain kind of music. It's a lyrical, think of Chance, and you think of the style that's kind of coming out, and they automatically want to dub it that kind of style,
mm-hmm.
where Chicago has always been a conscious rap place with Common and Kanye and other
yeah.
places. Do you find pressure when you don't necessarily sound like the things that are blowing up at the Grammy level
mm-hmm.
From this city?
No, not really. More or less like just being young and wanting stuff now and getting over that. That was more of the pressure. Like, man, like I could make this happen now. But seeing Chance do well and Vic do well and No Name and Saba and other people, it's more or less just like, I know these people. I've watched them grow up. It's relieves pressure because it's like, it's possible. You can actually do this with whatever style you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it more or less relieves pressure watching everyone else do well. Kind of just, you know, keeps a competitive edge. Just like, all right, now I know I got to, you know, I got to get back in the, you know, if it's basketball, so I got to get back in the gym. Like, you know, it's
right,
all right.
Right.
So I definitely feel like it's
Where's
more.
Where's your gym?
Where's my gym?
is it your house? Is it your... Where's your gym?
My gym is mostly the house, mostly my little apartment. I'm probably in there typing or writing raps all day or all night. And then I record a lot out of Soundscape Studios in Humble Park. They're really nice people there. But the gym is really home. I go back home and I'm like locked in. Like, all right, let's get to writing. Or anywhere else. Like, I type on my phone now, too. So literally, like, anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. As you told us, you know, you're writing 2, 3, 4 raps a day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself being the kind of artist that is going to represent what's happening around in the city, the current events, other things in your music?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, you talk about things that are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
They're autobiographical. But there's also the other things that are happening, whether it be inequities, whether it be politics, whether it be violence, whatever it is. Do you mm-hmm. find yourself as a Chicagoan gravitating to writing about the things that are happening in the city?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like as an artist, it's an obligation, at least as a writer, it's an obligation to tell not only your story, but the stories of people around you. And that's why I feel like I consider myself a writer, because I would like to convey, you know, what's going on with me and also what's going on with people who probably can't express it themselves. It's just something that I kind of fell into. It wasn't like I was purposely trying to, like, you know, I see somebody on the train, or, you know, I see somebody walking, like, oh, yeah, I definitely got to write about them. It's just like, because, you know, and sometimes you catch yourself as an artist seeing something bad happen and knowing, like, man, I'm about to write about this. So, like, like, it's like, oh, man, like, this happened, but, like, I just thought of a whole thing. So I try to get out of that and try to just write, because generally stories need to be told. So I feel like as time goes along, I drift more and more into my music being reflective of the times. Whether that's in the U.S. or in Chicago, mostly in Chicago because obviously it's my home, but
yeah.
Just in the country as a whole, I feel like I kind of have a duty to tell my story to connect with people, but also show what's going on.
My last question for you is, how do you stay patient? You're 21 years old, you're seeing young people around you that are blowing up in different places. You just said it's like tough to watch people in a good way, but
yeah.
I mean, not in any sort of jealous way, but mm-hmm. I mean, to keep the patience. How do you do that? How do you recognize and mentally prepare for a career in this work?
It gets hard. It's hard at times. You know, I'll sit up on a bed in the morning, like, I could drop out right now and just rap. Like, I could just drop out and just rap. But what it comes down to is that things work itself out. It always does. I know that I don't want things now. I mean, like, I want things now in terms of, like, you know, to continue to build. But delayed gratification is the best gratification you can get, because it's, you get more that way. And you appreciate it more. So I think it's just really just I was lucky enough to be instilled with the idea of delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, you know, just people around me and things. And also people around me keep me grounded. It's like, okay, we believe in what you're doing no matter how long it takes. So that helps a lot. Delayed gratification, just knowing that when I do get it, it'll be way better than getting it now.
21-year-old writer, hip-hop artist FemDot is going to be at Metro on June 8th, opening up for Lil B as part of the Red Bull Sound Select series. He's got a new mixtape out, 2020 Hour, and like you said, going to be at Metro on the 8th. FemDot, yeah. A pleasure to have you in studio. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With your career.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
14, May honor roll. 16, I skipped school. 17, got my diploma. 18, I had fees. 7, I had bars. At 8, I had 16. 6 was in the booth because Big Bank had believed. Hitting shorties at 14. Fell in love at 16. Broke hearts. The next year, I was broke at 18. I was broke at 18. Could have sold dope at 18. Got to college. She let me work while my roommate was dead asleep. Looking like my father's crazy, how we barely speak. Met BK, now his brother is mine. Here in LA, I'm a slide, right up D405. I've been depressed, I'll be happy, I'll be stressed all the time. They made your real friends, cause they say yes all the time. Getting this college diploma last night, I wasn't sober, so now I'm up in the mornings, prayer with a hangover. I used to wanna be a hover, I used to wanna be cola, I still wanna be cola. Still think I'm dope, but I still wanna be doper. I'm still not with the drama. No, God is real. I see him in my sister. Mom is crazy. I used to pull women.